Q94, your Mountain of Rock. It's time for your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci. Hey, man, how we doing?
We're doing good. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
Doing fantastic. It's, there's rain in the forecast. We are in such dire need of some rain and cooler temperatures, and that should really kind of help kick the fishing back into a higher gear on Lake North Fork. But how has it been going this past week?
Well, it hasn't been too bad, all things considered. You know, with the temperatures sitting right around the 100-degree mark during the day, the lake temperatures 88, 90 degrees. But guys haven't been too bad. The ones that venture out early in the morning that are out in the lake at first light, you know, it's still a little cooler out and can find the bait fish, they've been doing okay.
Yeah, and the crappie bite, you know, it's just having knowing where good brush piles are and having many of them marked, because I think you and I had talked about it before we went on air. You may go to one brush pile, nothing. Go to the next one, catch three or four. You know, go to the next one, catch none. Go to another one, catch two or three. A fishermen are kind of on the move, chasing the fish, aren't they?
Yeah. This time of year, especially, you have to do that. I mean, that could happen any time, but especially this time of year, you may pull out two or three from one, or none from the ones you always catch fish at may not have any fish in there for whatever reason, with the lake coming down, the water temperature, the fronts coming in. So you just have to move around a little bit more. And then the live bait's been working really good on that. And then a few select colors on the tater baits have been working well too.
And, there's still a few stripers being caught. Most people are I call it drop kicking or trolling for the stripers in a little deeper water, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of guys are doing vertical jigging with either a tater bait or a big spoon. In 100 feet of water, they may be suspended 30 or 40 feet down there, but they're finding them on their graph and then vertical jigging for them. And the guys that find them have been doing all right. And a couple different techniques on fast reeling, to get them to their attention for it. Mm-hmm. Some guys are still been hitting it in the morning.
Well, and the largemouth, the bite, largemouth is kind of year round. It's just, but it's like you had mentioned, it's either going to happen early in the morning, or it's going to happen, when the sun goes down at night. Through the day, people that are fishing out there through the day, my advice, one is, do your best to stay cool, but fish the shade, where you find a tree maybe overhanging on a point or something like that, in a cove. You can kind of cast up in that shade and have a little bit of luck. But, in the middle of the day, it's really hard to catch fish. I know a lot of guys can do it, but man alive, it's tough. Morning and evening, but right now the perch, of course, and lake, bluegill is still strong, and it's probably the peak of the catfishing.
Oh yeah, catfishing right now is really good. It's fun to hear everybody's got different concoctions they use to put on their hook for it. It's whether it's chicken and garlic mix, maybe some strawberry Kool-Aid sprinkled into it, or hot dogs with that same concoction. Everybody's got a little bit different, and the guys use it, and from what I understand, they're catching three or four every night when they put jugs out. So hey, you, whatever you think works for you and you're having success with it, stay with it.
Right on. Hey Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. They can always stop by if they're in the area, say hi, and we'll talk about fishing. I'll tell them what's going on. And, of course, always our Facebook page. Take a look at that. Look at the pictures. I try to put little things on there. And then, of course, always our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Any cabins open for the weekend?
Not this weekend. We are completely full this weekend.
Yeah.
But next weekend, I think I have one. We had a cancellation. So next weekend, I think I have one open.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Stay dry, Gary.